Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There is nothing more insufferable than an Aggie team on a win streak.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Boy, you low-down dirty bastard. I tell you what, man, to hit me right there this week, of all weeks this week.
I had to get at least one shot in.
You go to my backyard, and outscore us, let us dangle that old carrot and let us think we got a chance, and then just rip our heart out, man. And you decide to, on Dirty's Daily, one segment, you decide to hit me with that. You ain't worth a damn, man.
You ain't worth a damn.
And I'm going to tell you, for those that believe it's insufferable, we are dead in the middle of it because them boys are, 7-0?
7-0, first time since 95.
7-0 on a run that they are getting better and better and better. Now, you could argue the defense was rough this week, but look, Taylen Green's going to keep a bunch of defenses honest.
Oof.
They're not going to face another quarterback that can do what he can do with his legs. I mean, making something out of nothing. Now, you're going to face some quarterbacks that when the play's dialed up and there's a touchdown on the line, they're going to throw the damn ball, not see the rush, and take off running backwards like he did a couple times. But you ain't going to see an athlete like that. That sucker right there will keep you in any game.
He was making me cuss.
Yeah. I mean, they can score in a hurry. That combination of him and Bobby Petrino is nasty. Too bad we just forgot how to play any level of defense in Arkansas. So we'll get that figured out. If you hadn't heard, A&M beat the hell out of Arkansas in Fayetteville this weekend after a two-hour rain delay.
They beat the hell out of them.
Well, it was. I mean, it was tough sledding late. I mean, it was. Anyway, my focus is on more on these damn Texans and Seattle Seahawks game tonight. And speaking of focus, Ron, you asked me a couple weeks ago. You said, "Hey, are you still concerned about the O-line?" I said, "Well, I mean, not that I'm not concerned, but my focus has moved from the offensive line to C.J. Stroud's weapons. Is there enough beyond Nico Collins to take any level of pressure off of the play caller, the quarterback, and Nico Collins, the run game? Are those guys going to get any help whatsoever?" And so there's been about a 2 or 3 week span here where it's going, hey, man, CJ's weapons. Can CJ's weapons do it? Now, they had a lot of success the previous two games, right? I would imagine they got good and healthy for the most part over the bye week. Somehow, the Texans have lost arguably their biggest addition this offseason, again to a hamstring. After having 2 weeks off for a bye week, we don't have Christian Kirk for this game. And I'm going to tell you, Ron, it's absolutely killer. As I said...
Really?
Absolutely. As I said, my biggest concern as they step up a weight class from their previous two opponents, as you step up in that weight class, teams are going to have the ability to suffocate your wide receivers, your targets, your pass catchers, not just wide receivers, any of them. And who on this Texans team is going to be the player that goes out and proves that they can create the separation, make themselves available to the quarterback, run after catch, do something to take the pressure off of Nico Collins when they tilt the coverage that way, make them pay on the other side. If they want to sit back, if they want to load up to stop the run, you get in man-to-man situations, and obviously maybe they give Nico the best corner, maybe they give Nico a little extra help over there, a little extra look over there. Who opposite him is going to be able to beat man-to-man protection right now and make them pay for it? And I'll be honest with you, I've not felt good about it in general. That's been a focus of mine in general. But if I had to bet on somebody accomplishing that, it would have been Christian Kirk. And we, shortly after we get off the air on Friday, I see a report, an injury report that comes out, and Christian Kirk is out. This is absolutely killer. He's the one player that could have been the difference in this game, and beyond Nico, obviously, and he's a no-go. Ron, this is a problem.
And I know someone said Clint is drastically overvalues that ex-Jaguar wide receiver. They'll be sitting his bum ass on the sideline and watching Noel take his position. It's over, Clint.
Look, I hope you're right. I would love nothing more than to see Jalen Noel get out there and take Christian Kirk's spot and make him a non-factor. I would love it.
My concern with that, though, is, yes, I've been disappointed in Christian Kirk. And really the disappointment, I think there was an injury that obviously slowed him up, and it's the hamstring again, which it was earlier, that caused him to miss a couple of games. But you know, I thought the impact would be bigger than it has been thus far. But this is a huge, huge game. And this is a game in which you have a veteran that's played in big playoff games, that's played in big games over the years. And this situation is not foreign to him at all. And now you're going to be put in a situation where you have to depend on young guys. And you just don't really know how these guys are going to react. I believe Jalen Noel is probably going to react well, but I'm not sure. We'll see about Higgins as well. But it's not great on a Saturday that, you know, one of your veteran guys that you specifically brought in to take some pressure off of Nico Collins so teams don't get to just dictate coverage and not have to worry about anything else. So I do think losing that veteran presence is a big deal.
Well, I think by nature, I believe that Nick Caley wants to leave Nico Collins stationary. I don't think he wants to move him. I think they want this offense to be one where they can line up and they can have a play called, and as long as they get the quarterback protected, there's somewhere to go with the football. The problem is the defense has the ability to funnel you to a lesser player. The defense has the ability to take your superstar, explosive, playmaking wide receiver away from you when you have that approach, right? That could end up being the Achilles heel for this. Is that the right? Is that the right phrase? Yeah. For this offense is, oh, y'all want to take Nico away from us by playing this coverage? Well, then we'll just throw the ball to Xavier Hutchinson the whole game. We'll throw the ball to Higgins the whole game. We'll throw the ball to Dalton Schultz underneath the whole game. Well, you know, we'll see if we can't get who's next in line. We'll see if we can't get who am I missing? Jalen Noel, Higgins,
Braxton Berrios.
Speaking of, boys, do we see Berrios tonight? Do we see Berrios tonight?
Now, that's a bit strange. Well, that injury took him just completely out of the rotation of being on the roster when the games get
hurt. Am I crazy? I mean, Siri, tell me if I'm crazy. One, I don't know where the hell he's been. I thought you signed the guy to help you. Now I understand Jalen Noel has been your predominant returner, and he's doing fine. There's no reason to upseat him. But you got a receiver problem, right? I mean, and we're talking about guys that are full go. Now I'm assuming he's full go. We're talking about guys that are full go. We're talking about guys that can be in creative ways that can create opportunities for CJ Stroud in the pass game. I mean, that's got Braxton Berrios written all over it. I mean, this is a game where the noise is going to be a problem. You're on the road. I mean, this is a game where if you've got a little gadget wide receiver that's got some twitch and some explosiveness, and he's got the experience of playing in the NFL for an extended period of time, and you know he's not going to be overwhelmed by that, you can line him up anywhere. He should know the offense like the back of his hand. This is a game where Braxton Berrios simply makes sense. I don't. If Braxton Berrios can't get on the field with this set of receivers, no Christian Kirk.
Unless Noel just, you know, has really shown them enough.
I mean, that's cute.
That's the only thing.
But, he ain't even, like, I mean, do we think he's, I mean, they practiced once in the bye week. I mean, he's not even been a part of the offense. I mean, everybody got a little touch in the Baltimore game. Hell, I think if I'd have been suited up, I could have got me a catch.
Yeah.
I mean, what's my man Bates? Brendan Bates. Is he still with the team? I saw Bates with another team yesterday on TV. Hey, tight end.
Maybe. I don't think that's him.
This is. I hope that Jalen Noel is the answer. I hope that is the guy that because I mean that's a long term play, right? If he gets in there and he's the answer and he's the counterpunch to Nico Collins, he's going to play inside. With Higgins playing outside and Nico Collins playing outside, I mean, you've got your next three plus four years of slot receivers sewed up and return specialist. It just seems to me like right now he's going to be more of a return specialist than a guy that's going to help you in the slot or help you anywhere opposite Nico Collins. I'll be honest with you, I'm not real comfortable going to Seattle versus this defense and going Braxton Berrios. Hey, Christian Kirk, your hammy's bad, you're out. Hey, Braxton Berrios. No, we're all good, man. It's all good. Jalen, no, we're going to step you in at the slot position. Like that doesn't, to me in my head, that doesn't seem like it's a great formula to take care of your quarterback and take care of your offensive line.
Yeah. You know, we'll see again. And
I mean, but when you've watched the season, hell, you watch the highlights, you watch the film. Are you sitting there going, yeah, man, Jalen Noel's going to be the dude that can help you in this game?
He can, but they haven't put him in situations where they're showing like they feel like he can.
Right.
Right, like Christian Kirk has missed multiple games, and it didn't seem like Jalen Noel was the one that was getting uptick in his spot when he was gone.
Right, we're catching.
He just looks like the net.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Natural fit to replace with everything
he's eventually a natural fit, but I mean you're talking about a young player that's already got return duties again, that's playing on the road in a loud environment versus a defense that's really good, that's going to show you multiple looks and has the ability to disguise that. Like, it just seems to me like this is not the time to roll the dice. You know what I mean? That's all. Like, it may work. It may be great. It may be beautiful. And I guess at some point in time, you got to trust a young fella. But it doesn't seem like to me that this is the time that you roll the dice. It doesn't seem like Christian Kirk's out. Okay, well, let's shift gears and go with Jalen Noel, who seen very little action this year, which his entire, he's a rookie, so it's his entire career. The whole time you got Braxton Berrios sitting over here, who, yes, is obviously a lesser player. He's not as explosive, but when he brings some really savvy things to the table, and he's already, hell, he's on record in our postgame show of saying, hey, I'll see the game of football through a quarterback lens, right? I mean, that's exactly what you want and need, especially if you've got a defensive front that's going to bring some pressure.
I think what will tell us a lot of how they plan to use is who returns kicks and punts tonight. Because if Berrios is in the game, then maybe they are looking like, all right, Noel is going to be full go, a part of the offense. Yeah. You know, and if it's it, and obviously if he's not active, then we already know.
Well, I wonder, like, who are the receivers going to be? You got Higgins and Noel.
Higgins and
Nico,
Noel,
Nico
and Hutch and Nico.
But they got to go with more than four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, guys that are actually gonna play. Yeah.
It's got to be Berrios. It's got to be.
Who else was all out there on action against Baltimore? I can't remember who else they had. Again, everybody grabbed the ball. Hell, Kirk had a big game. Everybody was a part of this. No, I don't know. I don't know, man. This will be
didn't have depending on Berrios at the wide receiver spot week seven on my bingo card, Chief.
Well, I'm going to tell you, most people just don't believe he's even going to fit in this thing. Like, most people don't think he's going to get much burn. That's what someone texted. And I mean, judging by the way the season has started.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's probably a safe bet to say that he's probably not going to get much burn. He can't even get on the field at this point.
But the only thing is, he was injured at the same time as Kurt before.
Right.
And that's maybe. I would assume he's active tonight. Yeah. Oh, man, Woody Marks in that slot, baby. Woody Marks in that slot.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.